Greetings, friends, and welcome to another episode of Things to Do, your antidote to a boring weekend. Today, we've got a little something for the youngins in your life. And for art lovers, this is a great time to discover and support new talent, whether you reside in Philadelphia or New Jersey. Music fans, I haven't forgotten about you. You're in for a musical cornucopia as some homegrown talent comes to area stages. Let's kick it off with the kids. The Philadelphia Zoo deserves its accolades as the nation's first zoo, but this time of year, it's a place where parents take their kids for the annual Boo at the Zoo event. It's a place where you can bring the kids for a safe Halloween experience, and it starts this Saturday, but it's just for the next 3 weekends, so make sure you get those tickets now. You have a little bit more time to get to the Please Touch Museum for their latest attraction.
You have to see the Wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz educational exhibit is at the Please Touch Museum through January. It highlights the 1939 movie classic starring Judy Garland. It's one of my all-time favorites, and its theme of self-empowerment is timeless. And the interactive exhibit touches on it with several movie-related activities. On to art and to Salem County, New Jersey, which hosts its Art in Bloom event this weekend. You have 2 days to visit local artist studios to see how they produce their artwork in varying disciplines and support their work by becoming a patron. If you can't make it to New Jersey, Philadelphia's Open Studios Tour goes through the 24th. You can visit studios in 4 different sections of the city, the Northeast, the Northwest, West, and South Philadelphia, and also online. We'll have all the details on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. It's a good weekend to have a good laugh. And there are several funny men in the area. Author David Sedaris is heading to Delaware, and you should be too to check him out. His most recent book is A Carnival of Snackery, and it just came out this month. He's at the Grand in Wilmington on Friday night, and the show starts at 8.
I hate going to the club in L.A. because I was going to 1-0, and these girls pull up, and I'm outside the club. I'm about to go in the girls' club. Oh, my God, Jamie Foxx. I'm like, what's up? We go to school with your daughter. Oh.
Oscar and Grammy winner Jamie Foxx is at the Met Philadelphia on Friday in support of his book, Act Like You Got Some Sense and Other Things My Daughters Taught Me, which comes out next week. Another funny man with a presumably funny book. The show starts at 8 p.m. Jamie earned that Grammy as a singer-songwriter, winning for the hit Blame It a few years back. We don't know if he's going to do any singing at this particular show, but we do know that there'll be music at the first annual Mill Creek Hip Hop and Jazz Fest. The free festival is at Lucian Blackwell Park in West Philadelphia on North 47th Street on Saturday. That's not the only jazz event in town. Bass player and Kappa alum Christian McBride, one of several famed Philly musicians who went to the school, is presenting his new John on Sunday night at World Cafe Live. Now, that's just not me using Philly slang. That's actually what it's called, a new John. The 7-time Grammy winner takes the stage at 8 p.m. And another homegrown star, Low Cut Connie, is at the Fillmore tonight. Frontman Adam Wiener, he really kept us entertained during some tough days last year with live performances from his house via Instagram. So Philly, go on out and support this man because he certainly supported us while the pandemic raged on. You've got time. The show starts at 8 p.m. And Adam, thank you. We truly appreciate you.
Sounds cheesy, but these people, they're the reason I'm alive.
We've got to go, but you don't have to. If you missed anything we just talked about or want to find out even more, head over to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. Have a great, peaceful, productive, and most of all, safe weekend, everybody.
In the city, we've been working for a different crowd.